speak to tonight that my partner had for you.
Special. Guys were yelling for him to jump over home plate at the last one, but yeah, to see, I mean, have a day like that, but to start off how he did against a pitcher like that, you know, we talk about him setting the tone, but that was, it was pretty unique. But just a great, great passes all day, and you know, he was the spark.
Carlos has that rocky first inning, then he gets 11 of the last 12 guys out. He walks one, doesn't let more than one guy pass the first base after the first inning. Pretty good bounce back for him.
Yeah, great day. And we were hopeful, but that first inning, you can tell he was just still finding that rhythm. But that rhythm, I think it's visible to everybody when he gets it. And he's able to use the good velocity, but then he uses movement. And he just found that flow that he was able to put the, you know, first base side movement and then good sink and then the change up. And just when he's like that, he's going to be, he'll be very successful. Yeah, I think it just, he had to find that, and we talk about it so much, and it's impossible to bottle up, but it's a feel, and he was trying to find it, and when he did, then the rhythm came with it, and I think it was finding that right speed to where he could actually control the movement, because sometimes, it, you know, if he doesn't find that sweet spot with his delivery and the right velocity, sometimes it has too much movement to even keep on the plate, which we saw with all the walks. I think he found what he was looking for, and then he still had the extra juice when he wanted to show it.
See, Sloan Holland again, and it seemed like they were back into it. Like,
yeah.
Guys, like you had me at the start of the year.
Mike Myers, too. You know, really good, all three guys. And just great to keep them out there and on a pretty consistent basis and to continue to have positive outings. It's big for our club.
Rehash what happened the last time you guys faced Cleveland, but to see that to this, was that a difference in, I know there's different personnel, was it a difference in approach, was it getting
on
off night?
Yeah, I think it could be all the above. You know, he's one of the best in that league for sure, and we know what it looks like when he's dialed in. That was a special night, I think, is what we witnessed there. I think our offense came out with a better plan probably than last time, and I think you know, the execution on that bats is what we'll focus on, less on what he did or did not do. But I thought the guys did a nice job, you know, playing defense behind, just all the way around, just a good game.
How's your
gyro? Yeah, everything's good. They gave X-rays. Everything is negative.
You talk about being all around a good game, but was this maybe one of your, if not your most complete game as a team this season?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, possibly. You saw, you know, plus defense, you know, certainly Colton coming in. You see Greg Garcia coming in later and making nice plays. Guys in the outfield covering a lot of ground. You see some of the, you know, moving guys over, getting them in. Even Carlos taking a good at-bat there in a big situation. But you have to have the big hits, and the big hits definitely give you some space, and then the space gives your pitching a little bit more room to be aggressive. And, yeah, it was – we'll take that. We'll take that every day. But understand that some days you just gonna have to grind them out a little more, but it's nice to see a little bit of everything tonight.
With the almost number one guy in your lineup, but it seems like with Carpenter, it's going, your lineup, your offense looks right. Would you agree that he can kind of be that catalyst?
I think he can, but I think when you get anybody having that kind of day, you're probably going to have a good offensive day. You're going to have guys all over the bases. You're hitting home runs, which means you're going to score. Going to be scoring runs. You hate to put that on him, but I do know that when he's at the top of the order and he's figuring out ways to get on base, good things happen. And it doesn't have to be a 5-for-5 night. He could draw three walks and score runs for us too. And we've just seen it. Different guys kind of handing it off, and we're getting a couple of them hot. A couple of them still need to get there. And but today was a good day. Really?
Where at some point he goes from, he's having a good game, he's doing something pretty special. When were you aware that there was that kind of night?
After the fourth hit, you know, we're always trying to figure out, can we make a move, maybe get a guy out. Be honest with you, we're probably more concerned about the cycle and the rare how rare that is, more so than understanding the 5 for 5 with the 5 runs scored, 2 home runs. So that it was on our mind, and you know, it's special for him, it's special for our fans. So there was an opportunity for us to take him out of the game a little bit earlier and left him in for that reason, but you know, tried to get him one inning off his feet. But you know, when he's on, it's impressive to watch his approach and what he can do when he's got his swing going right.
You think you'll leave him in the leadoff spot?
You're the Hall of Famer. I mean, you got a better suggestion for me?
I think I'd stay in the
way. All right. Note taken.